Well, you can go ahead and check the box that says Larry Fitzgerald. It's Cardinals Insiders, Paul Calvisi, Kyle Odegaard, and Darren Urban. And show of hands, as Larry waited and waited, did you really start to wonder? I did, a little bit.
I mean, I've always said all along, Paul, in fact, even early on when you were saying that you thought he was going to be coming back and I wanted to pump the brakes, until he says he's coming back, I always had that little bit of doubt. How could you not?
How about the fact that his coach said it on the Cardinals flagship radio station? What do you think that denotes? Does that say anything that Steve Wilks broke the news?
I think it's cool that Larry told Steve Wilks and then he kind of let him break the news to the public instead of Larry's style is to stay low key. But he could have done it a number of different ways. He could have tweeted it out himself, but it's nice to have that relationship already where he said, okay, you're my new coach. You can go ahead and break the news to everybody.
What does it mean for the Cardinals offense? It would have been hard to imagine this Cardinals offense without Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, let's face it. There's so many questions on this offense anyways. What are you going to do at receiver with as many guys as they have as free agents? What are you going to do at quarterback because they don't have one yet under contract? So the fact that you know you have Larry Fitzgerald there, I think settles things down. If you can start an offense with David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald, yes, you need the quarterback, and clearly that's still a gigantic question, but having those two guys is huge.
A selling point, you think, for the next quarterback who's coming in?
Yeah, definitely. Like Darren's saying, it's two safety valves for you. If you're in trouble, you see Larry Fitzgerald, even a modicum open, you just throw the ball, he's probably going to catch it, or dump it off to David Johnson, he might break a tackle and get a first down. So if you're a quarterback, you want guys that have elite ability, and the Cardinals have two.
So he needs 390 receiving yards and 92 receptions to become number two in both categories. And there's no doubt that fuels him, Darren. You know him as well as anyone, right?
There are reasons you want to come back to play, and I would find it hard to believe that those two reasons wouldn't be up there on the list.
And no player age 35 or older has ever had 100 receptions in a season, or maybe he's just coming back because there isn't five preseason games this year. That's Cardinals Insiders.